Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're with Coach Willard now. Coach, you're coming off your second state title in school history. You had an undefeated season last year. You are 4-0 right now. Do you feel any kind of pressure to just maintain and to repeat that?
No, I mean, we just, ever since we got rolling, this thing rolling around 2007, 2008, it's just pressure to win every week, you know. So, you know, it was almost the state title almost kind of took some of the pressure off us. So, just to finally get to the pinnacle. So, right now, we just enjoy coming to practice and playing every Friday night.
Who are a couple of key players that we should keep a watch out for this week or coming up?
Sure. Obviously, Imani Marshall, our running back, he's a big part of our offense. The Wake Forest commit, he's leading our team in offensive yardage right now. Number four, Ty Lyles, has been doing a good job. And then our offensive line has really stepped it up. Defensively, 99, Tomas Johnson, kind of he's our big guy in the middle. He kind of controls everything. And then Elijah Thomas does a great job at his linebacker position along with Javon Cobb.
As a coach, what do you do to get game ready, to get yourself mentally prepared, to get make sure these guys are in the zone?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it's, you know, it'll probably sound crazy, but it's kind of preseason stuff that I get all that. I make sure my coaches are ready to go. As you will sit around practice, and if you come to a game, I don't do a lot. You know, my job is in the off season to make sure we get I get the coaches prepared and they're out here working. I got great assistant coaches, and that's really the secret to our success is my assistant coaches.
And because obviously I'm from 93.1 The Wolf, we're a country music station. It doesn't have to be country, but what are you listening to right now?
Country. I listen to you guys. I'm not just because I'm talking to you. I listen to you guys. My daughter fights with me, my young daughter, when she wants, because she wants to turn on 102 or whatever that other channel
that's our sister station.
Okay,
we'll take it.
And then, obviously, I listen. I'm an old guy, so I listen to AM radio, 600 talk radio. So if I'm not on the Wolf, I'm listening to 600.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to have you start with name, position, and school year, okay?
Tyler, quarterback in 2021.
What are you focused on this year for personal growth? What are you looking to work on the field?
I'm just working on, like, footwork and just getting better and, like, knowing the plays, knowing where to go pre-snap before the ball snap.
What do you do to get game ready? What's on? How do you mentally prepare? Music, workout, what do you have going on before a game?
Weekly, I just watch film, and then, I, of course, lift weights throughout the week.
Anything to get you pumped up, game day, as you're headed, like, into the locker room day of?
No, I really just listen to music. I don't really get hyped before the game. I just chill.
I can appreciate that. What life lesson that you've taken from the field and applied it, like, to off the field?
Like just doing the little things. Cause if you do the little things, you can do the big things. And if you don't do the little things, you can't do no big things.
My name is Tomas Johnson. I play defensive tackle, and I'm class 2020.
Tomas, what is something you're doing? You guys are sitting 4-0 right now. How do you mentally get prepared for a game?
Come back every week, Monday through Thursday, working, watching film, just going over plays so we can know what's going on and what we ready to see, what we're going to see.
Game day, as you're headed into the locker room, any rituals that you have, music that you listen to?
Yes, we before every game, we go in the auditorium and have like a mental period with just everybody laying down, chilling, no coaches, by ourselves, and getting in our zone.
I like it, like a little meditation action.
Yes,
I can dig it. What is something that you're personally working on improving for your personal game this year?
Really, footwork as a D lineman, strength, everything to get better.
What's a life lesson that you've learned on the football field from football that you've been able to take off the field with you?
Respect. Respect from coaches, learning that from coaches, that respect to get you a long way.
Cool. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Morgan, all you.
My name is Morgan Childs. I'm a corner, and I'm a junior this year, class 21.
As a junior, what are you focused on this year as far as improving for yourself?
I'm just focused on getting better and playing to the best of my ability.
How do you mentally prepare for a game? What are you doing to get in the zone?
I just sit back and put my headphones on and just think, imagine what I'm going to go against.
What's on the playlist?
DaBaby, Drake, and sometimes gospel.
Dude, I'm from 93.1 The Wolf. You're not going to say a country artist at all?
Of course. I listen to Wagon Wheel.
Darius Rucker, what's a life lesson that you've learned that you've applied off field?
Have integrity when no one's watching.
Cool. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Amani Marshall, a senior, a running back.
What are you doing to get game ready? You're 4-0. How are you feeling before a game?
I feel good, but, you know, we go in game focused, you know, because any team could win or lose. So, you know, we come in focused, but we come in focused on winning.
What are you personally working on this year on improving?
You know, just keeping the energy up. You know, it's a long season, so, you know, keeping the energy up is a big part of the season, you know, so we can play our fifth game like we play our first game that's good.
Very cool. And then what is a life lesson that football has taught you that you've been able to take off the field with you?
It just shows me I'd be loyal, you know, all these guys out here, you know, you can't play a game without 11 people on the field. So, you know, it just taught me how to have family, you know, met new friends, you know. So.
All right, and listen, a lot of pressure because you're this team that I picked this year to root for, and we're going up against my two co-hosts, so you got to pull through, okay?
All right, yes, ma'am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.